Nadler, with honor and integrity, Mueller broke Trump's lies. By Pam Key on July 26, 2019. Friday on Capitol Hill, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, complimented Special Counsel Robert Mueller for his testimony before Congress. Nadler said, "We want to say a few words about Director Mueller. What we learned from his testimony and next steps in our work to hold President Trump accountable for his conduct. Robert Mueller is a man of honor and integrity. He has led a life defined by service to his country. Some have argued that because Director Mueller was reluctant to testify and seemed older than some remembered him, his work is somehow diminished. It is not. Before he ever stepped into our hearing room, the director had rendered our country a great and necessary public service. He showed through his report and his indictments that the United States was attacked and remains under siege by a foreign adversary. He showed that the Trump campaign both welcomed and benefited from this attack on our country. And he showed that the president repeatedly lied to cover it up. If that were not enough, Director Mueller's testimony removed all doubt. He told us that Donald Trump obstructed justice." He added, "I believe that the hearing with Director Mueller was an inflection point. It was an inflection point because it accomplished two things. One, you heard Director Mueller say that we were attacked by the Russians. The Trump campaign welcomed the attack, welcomed the assistance of the Russians. That there is substantial evidence of crimes of obstruction of justice by the president and that he was not exonerated. And that the mantra that the president and attorney general have been telling the country for months now, that they found no collusion, no obstruction, and that the president is totally exonerated, is totally untrue. It changed that. Even, you heard the president now saying that the investigation was treasonous. He wouldn't be saying that if he still thought he could get away with saying that the investigation established no obstruction, no collusion, and exonerated him. So he broke the lie that's been propagated by the attorney general and by the president." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.